This episode of The Yarn is sponsored by Heinemann in their professional book, A Teacher's Guide to Reading Conferences. Colby talked with author Jennifer Saravallo about the book.
My book's about conferring, which is such an important topic for me. It's the first book I ever wrote was about conferring, and it's really exciting to be able to return to the topic. And I think it's such an important thing for teachers to feel good at, and such an important practice to make sure we make time for every day in the classroom. Conferring in reading, conferring in writing, conferring in math. This idea of a one-on-one conversation with students to really get to know them better, to follow their interests and acknowledge their strengths and nudge them along with next steps.
Connecting with students about their learning is one of the most meaningful things a teacher can do. A Teacher's Guide to Reading Conferences will show you how to make that time even more powerful. Visit Heinemann.com to learn more and order a copy.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, Colby?
I'm doing well. How are you, Sarah?
Doing well. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Do I sound all right?
Yes. I'm actually going to put in my headphones because I have some neighbor noise. I'm working from home.
Okay.
Wait 1 second.
Welcome to The Yarn, a school library journal production. I'm Colby Sharp. That voice you just heard is Sarah High. Sarah is the partnerships manager for Bookshop. During this pandemic, I've been thinking a lot about how I spend my money and how it impacts my community and small businesses where I live. I noticed that a bunch of book creators started talking about Bookshop on social media. I wanted to learn more about the company and how purchasing books from them instead of maybe a place like Amazon could benefit independent bookstores, authors, and illustrators, and the communities that we live in. I hope you enjoy my conversation with Sarah.
Thank you for taking the time. Very excited to be able to share what you are all doing and also to get to know a little bit more about Bookshop. So thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
I thank you.
So if you could just tell us a little bit about who you are and also a little bit about what you do at Bookshop and what Bookshop even is.
Sure. So my name is Sarah High. I am the partnerships manager for Bookshop.org. We are a, I believe, 14-week-old company. We just launched and went live on January 28th of this year. And my role with the company is I do a whole lot of things, but I primarily work with the bookstores who join our site as affiliates. So I work with about over 800 bookstores who are ABA indie bookstores all across the country. But as is normal with any startup, I do a lot of other things as well, as does everyone else on our team. But yeah, let me tell you a little bit about the company. So we are a B Corporation, which means our mission is to support the public good. So it's also written in our bylaws that we can never sell to any of the top 10 vendors in the United States, and we have no intention of, doing so. So we can never sell to Amazon or Target or whoever. We are here to support and keep indie bookstores thriving and, alive and with their physical location bookstores. Everyone on our team, including our founder, Andy, is extremely passionate about indie bookstores and, going into a bookstore, smelling the book, talking to the bookseller. That is what we want to keep alive, and that's the culture we firmly believe in. So on bookshop.org, you can buy any book that's in Ingram's catalog, which is, over a million books. And a portion of all of your sales will benefit ABA indie bookstores across the country. And you can also pick your local bookstore and benefit them directly from our bookstore map. So that's the basic gist of Bookshop. I like to think if you at first can't get to your local indie and buy from them directly, Bookshop is the perfect way to support your indies online.
So if I were to buy some books from bookshop.org, how would that help an indie bookstore?
Sure. So it depends on who you come into the site through. So say you come in through the New York Times. If you were to purchase a book through the New York Times, and they are an affiliate with us, the New York Times would get 10% in affiliate revenue, which is double Amazon's 4.5. And then another 10% would go to our 10% distribution pool for indie bookstores. So any ABA bookstore with a physical location can opt into that pool, and they will get a check from us every 6 months by simply just being an indie bookstore with a physical location. So that's how you would benefit them if, say, you came in through a non-ABA bookstore affiliate. But if you came in directly through your local indie, none of the sale will go to the pool, but all 30% of the sale, which is the exact margin that we have room for. That's, we don't make any money on those sales. We give all of that to the bookstore. So you would give 30% to your local indie if you bought directly from them on Bookshop.
What are some issues that people should be aware of buying books from Amazon? Because I know that it's cheaper often, and often we can get books very, very quickly from there. But I also know that there are some things that we need to be aware of with how we spend our money.
Absolutely. So you have a lot of power as a consumer. And when you're buying a book from Amazon, you are undermining your local independent bookstores. They, of course, don't get any money from Amazon sales, and Amazon actually doesn't make money on their book sales either. So it's kind of, just really depleting the book ecosystem. It's not really fair to any party in the book world. And it's obviously the best choice. And I know it's a little more expensive, but it's completely worth it, especially if you believe in the future of bookstores, to buy directly from your indie. And if not directly from your indie, from bookshop.org, because we believe that bookstores should be around as long as we are around.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I, as someone who has I promote books a lot online. I have a YouTube channel, and
awesome.
I have different lists on my website of my favorite books of the year. And but I personally buy with my own money books from independent bookstores. But lazily, admittedly, I had set up a lot of those online ways that I share about books with the Amazon affiliate program. Because it was so easy. And thinking in my head, trying to convince myself, well, I know that a lot of people that I know at least buy books with Amazon. It's so easy. And if I have those links in there, it's better that they buy the book from Amazon that they don't buy the book. And I would get, when I would be looking at my Amazon affiliate things, I noticed that I would get money if people bought other things when they went to Amazon, which I thought was interesting. But I have since recently switched to Bookshop, and I'm working on moving my links over there as well. A slow process, but it just seems like a time where maybe doing the easy thing, this is a good time to stop doing what's easy and to really think about what's right. And if I'm spending my own money buying from independent bookstores, then why am I encouraging people to do so otherwise? And knowing that I will, if people do go through my links, which is not a big deal to me anyway, I just would rather have people buy the books for their students, get a much higher rate from BookBug. So if anyone out there does have those affiliate links or is interested in doing it, it is so easy with Bookshop. It's way easier than Amazon. And you can create those cool little pages and lists. So thank you for making that a pretty easy user experience.
Absolutely.
On my end, I really enjoyed doing it that way. And I saw that Amazon recently slashed all of their affiliate percentages anyway.
Yep.
So anyone out there that is interested in that affiliate stuff, I think that they should go to Bookshop and check it out, because it's really easy, and maybe together we can find ways to get more books into the hands of kids and also more money into the pockets of booksellers.
Absolutely.
I believe, if I'm correct, that if a book sells for more, then that also means like if we pay a little bit more for books, then that means a little bit more money would also go to the authors and illustrators.
Absolutely. And the publisher, everything, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So what do you, what is your hope for a bookshop? Like, what do you hope happens?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Colby, I'm so happy to hear that it's been an easy affiliate setup experience. That's exactly what we want. Our founder founded Bookshop to, you know, kind of make an easy book buying experience online. And not only is buying books easy, it's also easy to become an affiliate on our site. So I definitely loved that. Thank you for mentioning that it was easy. And I definitely second what you said about having an affiliate page on Bookshop. It's fun, it's easy, and you make a little affiliate revenue, and actually can be a lot. A little bit about my background too is that I was an independent bookstore manager and bookseller before this job. So I worked at Book Culture on 114th Street and Broadway in Manhattan, and I loved that job. And I took an internship with Andy Hunter, our founder, and he kind of recruited me for bookshop.org. So my hope, because I love this world so dearly, is to, of course, keep indie bookstores alive, but also help them thrive with, this additional revenue that we're giving them. So I want to see a future in which not as many bookstores clothes or any clothes.
A huge thank you to Sarah High for talking to me about Bookshop. Thank you to Heidemann Publishing for sponsoring this episode. Thank you to Philip Stead for creating our theme song. A huge shout out to my friend and co-host Travis Yonker for helping me edit today's show. I'm going to put a link to a book list created by Kathy Burnett from Brain Layer Books. The list is called This List is Anti-Racist, and she created this list on Bookshop's website. I hope you can maybe find some books on the list that you can add to your collection. I use the list to order 4 books, including Nick Stone's Dear Martin. How I went this long without reading that book, I do not know. Thank you for listening to The Yarn, and thank you for supporting independent bookstores. I'm Colby Sharp. Thank you for listening.